Now to close-up, economic leadership, better telecommunications and fixing transport infrastructure on this year's budget wish list for the National Farmers Federation. I spoke with Chief Executive Tony Maher about this year's pre-budget submission to the federal government and started by asking about its 35 recommendations to Canberra.
Look, we're looking for the government to repair the budget and prioritise expenditure and set a limit on receipts to GDP. So, that will help. Some of the specific recommendations are supporting company tax rate. We think that that will have a benefit to rural and regional Australia and farm businesses. Some of the other recommendations, I mean, as you say, there's 36. So, there's quite a few in there. Obviously, retaining fuel tax credits relating to farm businesses and off-road usage is a critical one for farmers. And increasing the flexibility of farm management deposits, again, is a critical one that allows farmers to put some money away in the good years and then be able to draw down on that and get benefits from that when tough times come through, which we know they do.
Do you think this year may be the year that the government sits up and listens and addresses the telecommunication black hole that seems to be rural Australia?
Oh, look, we hope so. It's a critical issue. It's one of the obvious ones in the budget submissions to try and repair and improve on the black spots and the mobile coverage, the digital coverage in rural and regional Australia. I mean, it's a constant issue that we get feedback from farmers across Australia, and it really needs to be prioritised. The government has made some commitments and some improvements to that area, but there's still a long way to go. So that's part of our submission, is to really ask the government to focus on those areas that will have a tangible impact and improvement on farm businesses right across Australia.
And how about transport infrastructure? What sort of projects are on the wish list this year?
Oh, look, it's about highways and bridges and ports and things that will make, again, a tangible difference to farmers. So things like cutting travelling times and waiting times and permits and things that allow farmers to get machinery on the road and don't have to have delays. All of that costs money, and getting products to market can be some of the biggest costs in overall farm businesses. So anything that improves road, rail, port infrastructure will help the bottom line for Australian farmers.
We saw widespread blackouts in South Australia last year because of power outages. How important is electricity security, and also the cost seems to be constantly increasing? How tough is that on farmers?
Oh, it's a huge cost. I mean, we're a high-cost producer anyway, so if you look at labour or transport, inputs are higher costs than some of our competitors, but energy is a major source of expenditure for farm businesses, again, right across Australia, whether they're irrigators or dairy farmers or horticulture producers. It is a huge cost, and we need to try and get some reductions in that energy market, but also some clarity and some transparency across the energy market so people understand the fluctuations or the increases in energy prices, and then ultimately they can try and make some investments to reduce their reliance on energy and make some efficiencies in the business, which will cut the costs.
National Farmers Federation Chief Executive Tony Maher there. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.